This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
All right, so in something that is developing this afternoon, and I mentioned this, and I meant to get to it before the top of the hour, but there was a new contract that was agreed upon by the St. Louis City Police Chief Robert Tracy. I'm not a huge fan of his, but he came here to St. Louis. He took the job for a couple $100,000 a year. It was less than he would have been paid maybe elsewhere, but then they kind of came in with an additional $100,000 paid by private donors. So he's been paid $175,000 by the city plus another $100,000 by private donors. Well, the foundation ended the incentive, so he's been out there looking for another gig, and UMSL just hired him as I don't know what. They say he's sharing his leadership expertise with the school's Department of Criminology and Criminal Justice. So STL Today did this story, and they asked Steve Walentik, who's the PR flacky at UMSL, what the job is and what's the compensation. And he says to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch reporter to file a FOIA request, a public records request. Well, that is complete and total BS, Steve, and that is information that we are owed as taxpayers. We need to know how much UMSL is going to pay our police chief and how much responsibility he's going to have. That's embarrassing that this guy at UMSL can tell a reporter to file a public records request on a salary information for the chief of police for a taxpayer-funded institution. You got to be kidding me. Hopefully, and I'm going to send Steve a little email here. In fact, I've written it out to a certain extent, and it says, that is a bull, you know what answers, Steve. This is taxpayer money, and you know the figure. You're going to make us file FOIAs on this? Ridiculous and embarrassing. It really is. I'm taking up time from my friend Azra Namani, and I apologize for that, Azra. I had to pop off on our police chief situation. How are you? Happy New Year. Oh, I think I have to punch
her in. You absolutely have to add a P.S. under public records laws, I am requesting the salary. So you got to add that, because he can push the button and send it to you in a second.
Good. So what I will say is under public records
under public records law, I am asking for the salary.
Okay.
And then say the name. And, there's all these forms, and this is a citizen journalism lesson right here.
I love it.
All you have to do is Google FOIA, F-O-I-A, and request for whatever state, school district, whatever institution you're trying to do. But really, I don't even bother now anymore. I just say under public records laws, I'm requesting X.
I love it. I'm going to do that. Yeah. By the way, I want to mention, I didn't properly introduce you. You're a senior editor of investigations at Fox News. I think a lot of people might have heard you on Brian Kilmeade's show. We air Brian's show in the morning here on 97.1 FM Talk. And I've been following what you've been talking about on Twitter when it comes to the response to Venezuela, because you brought some interesting receipts and information to that whole argument, haven't you?
Yeah, it's really just the dogged reporting, you know, watching these protest groups for years. And I'm so excited about this new role I've got at Fox News, and I'll invite anybody to send tips my way. But what happened is Friday night, I'm sitting watching the news, and I see the news that there may be a military action in Venezuela. Well, I know just which Twitter feeds to go start looking at. And sure enough, before the news has even broken about what has happened, there is film from this propaganda network that is very closely aligned with the socialist organizations in the U.S. that have been organizing the anti-Israel protests for years. Within minutes, they all chime in, the leaders of these groups called the Answer Coalition, the Party for Socialism and Liberation, and the People's Forum, and within an hour, they had organized a emergency action on Saturday to oppose the U.S. action as, quote, illegal, and to support Maduro.
Unbelievable. And this all went into action very, very quickly, right?
Very quickly. And I want everybody to know why it's important to follow this. When we see these protests typically covered, they are simply covered as anonymous protesters. They're not named. The signs aren't identified for who made them. And we all wonder, how did it happen so fast? Well, it's a machine.
Yeah.
And the machine is well-funded. It has leaders, our investigation reveals, that are common among the organizations. And the really important part about this story is that these organizations are connected by an ideological alignment, and that is socialism. It is about the destruction of the U.S. free enterprise system and the replacement of it with a socialist system of the kind Maduro was bringing to Venezuela. And what's also ultimately important is following the money. And in this case, the money takes us to an American-born millionaire who is now has his operation in Shanghai with close ties to the Chinese government. He's a man by the name of Neville Roy Singham, and his wife is Jody Evans, one of the co-founders of this organization called Code Pink. And sure enough, Code Pink was out there in the streets Saturday afternoon with their signs already made, with their little graphics designed to blast on social media, and the myth of the marching millions was established.
You know, I noticed on your Twitter feed that, and I'm a big fan of Laura Logan, who I think used to be a 60 Minutes correspondent. I know she worked for CBS. Didn't she do 60 Minutes for a while? She retweeted one of your tweets about your book, Woke Army, and what she said is so important to those of us here in St. Louis as well, because she said, this is an important book to understand what's happening around you, from Ferguson to George Floyd to the Palestinian protests, the ICE riots, and now the paid Venezuela demonstrations. It's all funded, organized, and run by the same people. They're all interconnected, and congratulations on some great reporting. But then one might ask, hey, why does the New York Times or the Washington Post or something like that do some reporting like this?
Yeah, and unfortunately, you know, I worked at the Wall Street Journal and really am reflecting on what has happened. And the mainstream media, unfortunately, has blinders on about the money, the organization, the leadership, the systems that are on the far left.
Yeah.
You know, and that's unfortunate for them, because they're missing half the story in America, and they're doing it for their ideological reasons also. But unfortunately, that old philosophy we had of agnostic journalism is still something that only some of us are clinging to. And I think that this story really reflects that.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Their eye at, you know, the money, the people, the influence operation that is actually making it on the news, but nobody's getting the full story.
Yeah, let me play this as an example here and just get your response. I'm sure you've heard this. This is C. Weaver, I think is her name. She is the new tenant director for the communists running New York City.
I think the reality is that for centuries, we've really treated property as an individualized good and not a collective good. And we are going to transitioning to treating it as a collective good and towards a model of shared equity will require that we think about it differently. And it will mean that families, especially white families, but some POC families who are homeowners as well, are going to have a different relationship to property than the one that we currently have.
I mean, that is stunning. Now, that was said a few years ago, and, you know, I don't even know how to respond to that, but these are some of the things we're talking about, right?
Yeah, I think, I'm so glad you played the whole clip because everybody has to hear these words really carefully because embedded in them is ideology. So the idea of the collective versus the individual, the diminishment of individual property rights, these are all ideas rooted in classic Marxist, Leninist, socialist thinking. And I know that a lot of us didn't even learn it, you know, because we thought the Cold War was over, right? And we didn't have to deal with those kind of ideas anymore. But unfortunately, in this world today, there's a rising red army, as we put in our story. And I'll be reporting tomorrow a really great story that I think will bring a lot of insight into how they use words to basically capture the imagination of people and push their ideology.
But see, what worries me is younger people. You know, I'm very encouraged. I'm a big NFL fan, sports fan, and they kicked off, you know, last week already having things on the field for the 250th anniversary of our country. I'm very proud. I remember the bicentennial. I was 11 years old in 1976, so I can't wait to see some of the celebrations this year. But, you know, I've got two kids in their 20s, and one of them is an indoctrinator in the Chicago public schools, and we don't talk politics much. But I worry about these young kids in particular, because when you do polling on some of this crap that Mom Donnie and the others are pushing, they are attracted to this.
They are attracted to this because the approach as in education is to appeal to the goodwill of everyone that typically is, you know, walking this earth, right? Most people want to do well in this world, do good for others. And so that's why, even in this language this week, we see the United States becomes an imperial power. The United States' action against Venezuela is characterized as imperialism and colonial settlerism, right? It's a colonial mentality. It's an invasion. It's illegal. So they are appealing to the part of young people's brains that, you know, want to be positive, good in the world, and they hijack the brain, essentially, with those words.
Yep, and I don't know how you turn some of that around. Now, when it comes to the reaction of what happened over the weekend with Maduro, I think I also saw a tweet on your feed where they had some polling from some other Latin American countries, and everyone's thrilled, right?
Well, you know, the clips that you'll see is that the people who have seen, you know, the real suffering for the refugees from Venezuela that have fled Maduro, they care about their these families, and they are supporting this change. But where are you seeing the protests? You're seeing it in Cuba. You're seeing it in Colombia. You're seeing it in the strongholds of socialist power. And you're seeing, I don't know if people have followed around the world, but there have been protests in Greece and Italy and Spain. And so my reporting reveals that this is the socialist network, that those organizations in the U.S. are our American cell, and then they are part of this wider global network. But I'm sure you've seen the clip that I've seen, which has just been really fascinating, of the Venezuelans that are pushing back, right, on this socialist network and saying, you're not even Venezuelan, like, you don't even know what you're talking about. And that's that divide that that only they can bridge, because otherwise these guys are just bullies, right, on the streets.
What do you make of, you know, this is a constant theme in politics, certainly on the other side, but I know Republicans are hypocritical too, but you got guys out there like Chris Murphy and Chuck Schumer who were boldly declaring that Maduro should be removed from Venezuela 4 or 5 years ago, and now they're outraged by it, right? And it's amazing to me that they think, I guess they know that they can get away with it because for the most part, the legacy media won't call them out, right? Fox might, a show like mine might, Brian might, but for the most part, in the rest of the legacy media, they're just going to see the soundbite. They're not going to have the context of what they said in the past.
Yeah, and, you know, what I'm reporting out and trying to understand also is, obviously we know that Mamdani was able to secure a win in New York City, and he did it as a Democratic nominee, right? So there is a pressure on the Democratic politicians by the socialist wing in the United States, and it seems to have had enough influence that it caused that flip-flop, because rationally anybody would know that there's a criticism to be had of a dictator in Venezuela. But that's what I think we need to keep following and reporting out. And you're on the, I'm so glad you brought up Ferguson, because the chants began from Ferguson to Palestine.
Yeah.
And now they are from Palestine to Venezuela.
Right.
And so they're moving, they're taking every opportunity they can, and their goal is political capture. And so what you talked about related to our Democratic Party leaders is the capture that they are having and their influence.
No doubt. Osra, it's always great to have you on. Happy New Year. I love the reporting. I love the insight this afternoon. We always love having you on, so I really appreciate you squeezing us in. And
I know
the new deal at Fox, that's brand new though, right?
That is brand new, and I'm so excited. So I'm really serious that I would like anybody and everybody, send me your tips. I'm still on same X account, Osra Nomani. My email address is osra.nomani@fox.com. Whether it's in your school districts, whether it's in your cities, whether it's, you know, this issue, big issue of fraud, right, in social welfare programs, whatever it is, you're in the trenches, our dear listeners, and you know what's going on,
yeah.
So let me know.
Well, that's awesome, Osra, and thank you so much, and congratulations on the gig. My only request would be, don't do Kilmeade's radio show too much. Do my show. I'll even tell Brian that. I'll set him straight on that. I got Osra Nomani first. Hey, Happy New Year. Thanks
that's
so much.
Right.
Take care.
All
we'll
right,
see you.
Take care.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.